Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we're back. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. A big rally at the Capitol this afternoon by postal workers and letter carriers, one of almost 500 of such gatherings across the country today. And while the recent news that the U.S. Postal Service is losing billions and that 120,000 postal workers are facing potential layoffs, what exactly was the message of today's nationwide event? To discuss that, I'm joined by Jamie Gross. She's a letter carrier in Mason and a member of the National Association of Letter Carriers, who was at today's event. Jamie, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So workers say that the plan for mass layoffs and the closure of post offices that we've heard about can be completely avoided. What was the message that you and your colleagues were sending to lawmakers today?
Well, the real loss in the post office isn't from delivery and processing of the mail. It's from the congressional mandate to pre-fund our retiree health benefits for 75 years and 10 years, which is a $5.5 billion payment every year.
Now, this plan apparently was instituted, I believe, in 2006.
Yes.
What are you proposing then as a group that should somehow be rearranged?
Well, when we looked into it, we discovered that two separate studies have discovered that we've overpaid between $50 and $80 billion in the past, and so if that money is credited to the pre-funding that we're required to do now, then we'll be okay.
Now, what about the general structure, the financial structure of the Postal Service? Is it sustainable considering the drop in mail that we've seen because of the use of the Internet?
We've seen a drop in mail because of the Internet, but our other classes of mailer are actually growing. Parcel post, priority mail. And the drop of mail on the Internet is really due to, I think, the downturn in the economy. We've already lost 110,000 workers, and that's more than a bigger percentage than the volume of mail that we've lost.
Aren't post offices far less busy now than they were in a decade ago?
You haven't been to the post office lately, have you? There's always a pretty good wait at our window.
And now what's going to happen at this point? Because I know that in terms of the lawmakers, they've got a consistent position on this. The Postmaster General warned the Congress that a looming default and eventual bankruptcy is very likely for the post office. A government accountability official declared the Postal Service's business model as, quote, broken. Even President Obama says the Postal Service should be allowed to eliminate Saturday delivery in order to save itself. Why are officials taking this consistent position about the Postal Service and about major changes being made to it?
I think they're looking at this intellectually and thinking, yes, the Internet's taken away things, but they're not looking at it realistically. Actually made over $600 million in the past 4 years in operations when you take away the pre-funding costs. So we're really a viable business. In the day-to-day delivery of the mail, we're making money, and we don't need to close these small post offices or go to five-day delivery or close the processing centers.
Now, the agreement apparently by this 2006 law that was that the Postal Service would, in fact, pay for 75 years worth of benefits in about a decade. Is that going to have to change? Is that not a sustainable goal at this point?
It doesn't have to change if we're credited with the overpayments that we've already made. But, you know, it's rather a silly proposal because we're paying for retiree health benefits for people that haven't even been born yet.
Now, I'm guessing the law was put into place to ensure that that there isn't a future problem in funding this retirement fund. Now, is that not something that should be looked out for, that ultimately postal workers should have a big nest egg waiting for them?
It's not a nest egg. It's our health care benefits that we've worked for years, and it should be considered, but if you look back, we've already paid the bill. We've already overpaid into the system, and we'd like credit for that money.
So what happened at today's rally? I mean, what do you think the result was, and what was the atmosphere there at the Capitol today?
It was encouraging. We had a lot of people from five different unions there. We had people from other unions and our customers there, and the atmosphere was upbeat and positive. We know that if this bill is passed, that that's going to make a difference for America and us delivering the mail.
Will it? So at this point, it appears that the bill will be passed?
Actually, we found out today that we have more. We've reached the tipping point. We've got more than half the congressmen, in favor of it.
We have so many post offices. I mean, some, as you say, are busy. Some are not as busy. I mean, it's the post office is made to reach out to all communities across the country. Is there any kind of reform that should be made to the post office as it exists now?
I think that the post office needs to be made stronger. They need to look at our distribution centers and increase the capacity and increase the ability to send mail quickly. Closing small post offices around the country will hurt these small towns that they're going to be closed in. The post office is the center of life in most of those towns, and the people in those towns don't always have internet, high-speed internet or cell phones, and they depend on the post office for their day-to-day communication.
Even if this current situation and crisis, let's call it, is averted, there's been so much talk of reforming, at the very least, taking Saturday off the map for deliveries. Do you think that with all the rhetoric that there will actually be some changes made in the next year or two?
I think if there are, it would be dangerous. Cutting Saturday delivery is taking away over 17% of the service, and they're only expected to save between 3 and 4%. So that really isn't financially feasible. It doesn't really make sense when you're cutting such a big part of the service and delaying 40% of the mail for an extra day to save 3 to 4% of your accounting. It just doesn't make sense at all.
I know when the initial conversation on layoffs came out, there were some studies that showed that while some employees are busy, others are actually working only several hours a day due to the load of work that their particular position or post office has. When it comes to layoffs, is it likely that we're going to see at least some layoffs in the coming years?
To be honest with you, I know that there's 14 empty routes in Lansing. I know that in the plant, there are a lot of people that are doubling up on their duties because we don't have the workers there to process the mail. Actually, we need to hire more people. We need to get these jobs filled with workers so that we can process and deliver the mail. They've been holding off on hiring because of the questions about five-day delivery and so forth, and we need to keep six-day delivery and hire people and get people working again.
From what you're describing, there's such a huge disconnect between what we hear from officials, even the Postmaster General, and what you're saying and what workers, post office workers, are saying is the reality. Why are the leaders and why is the president even not acknowledging these, the facts that you're expressing here tonight?
I think that they really don't know. They haven't studied it. They haven't lived it and breathed it like we have. This is a really viable organization that's part of America. We serve every household in America, and we do a really, really great job at it. We're the best post office in the world, and it's foolish to dismantle it at this point.
And how would you describe the service provided by the post office now to commercial and private services like UPS and FedEx? Would you say the service that the USPS provides is better than they do?
Well, we must be, because UPS and FedEx stop at our office every day and drop off their packages for us to deliver. You know, we deliver as many pieces in one day as FedEx does in a year, and we deliver as many pieces in one week as UPS does in a whole year. So we're really pushing a lot of mail out there.
So at this point, are there any further rallies planned, or is this essentially the one day of rallying that that postal workers will be doing?
I'm sure it's not going to be the last, but the fiscal year ends September 30th for the post office. Congress has given the post office a six-week extension on their payment of the health retiree health benefit plans. So Congress has 6 weeks to pass this bill. That is going to happen because us workers across the country are going to make it happen. And that will help out.
Jamie Gross, a letter carrier in Mason, and a member of the National Association of Letter Carriers, talking about today's rally in Lansing, one of almost 500 across the country of postal workers rallying over this cause. Thank you very much for joining me, Jamie.
Thank you so much.